Last week I attended a family affair, and a few remarked upon my recent growth of facial hair. You look just like your father did with that beard, someone said. I answered back, I am him, even though my old man's dead. I didn't want to be him. Well, at first I did, when I loved and looked up to him as a little kid. He sent me to his old school, I was a numeral with his name. And he gave me this gold signet ring, and he wore one just the same. And I guess that I believed him, and probably it was true, when he told me I was just like him. That's what some fathers do. But a father's always older, and my dad was rather tall. Who says size doesn't matter? He was big and I was small. I needed to be big enough to be someone someday, and I learned I had to beat him, and that was the only way. I learned I had to fight him, my own flesh, blood, bone, and kin. But I felt I was just like him. Can a man's son be his twin? First we fought for my mother, that afforded a little joy. When he left she was heartbroken, and I was still their little boy. But I started to get bigger and to win the ugly game, when I made a little money and I got a bit of fame. And I saw how this could wound him, yes, this could do the trick. And if I made it big enough, I could kill him off quick. But how can you murder someone in a way that they don't die? I didn't want to kill him, that would be suicide. I got frightened, so I backed off. I let up, then I was through. And in the end, he did himself, and usually that's what we do. I'm alive and he is dead, and neither of us won. It's spoiled for the victor once the vanquishing is done. A man becomes immortal through his daughter or his son. But when he fears his legacy, a man can come undone. And the beard is a reminder of a living part of him. Although my father's dead and gone, I'm his surviving twin. Although the old man's dead and gone, I'm his